This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with the live feed.
On this episode of the live feed, we bring you a holiday special. It's the Winona Brass Band's Christmas 2014 holiday concert, recorded at St. Cecilia Hall in Winona, Minnesota. Keep listening as we bring you favorite holiday songs under the direction of Dr. Richard Lindner. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to The Live Feed.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome, and we're very, very glad you're here. We're all busy this time of year, and these people behind me would not play at this time of the year unless they really, really enjoyed it. Now last week, some of you may recall, we played a concert over in Rushford, which we do every year for the Christmas season. And of course, you know, old Libby here said, you know, all the years we've been coming over here, it's either been snowing or raining or sleeting or storming or 30 below zero. And tonight it's a beautiful night. So we finished the concert and somebody came up and said, Mr. Lindner, you really ought to know what it's doing outside now. At any rate, this next tune, there's a word you need to learn. This is the word for the month. Okay, you ready? Quadlibet. Okay, say it. Quadlibet. All right, now what is that? This is for music history, section one, quarter one. This is a piece that is intentionally written to work with another piece at the same time. Okay? So what you're going to hear is two pieces actually being played at the same time, and you're going to hear them pretty clearly, I think. The first one is this brand new tune that carries the title Night of Silence. It was written in 1981 by Daniel Cantor. And the reason you're going to make this work for yourselves is because the second tune is Silent Night, which of course is a very old tune, written in 1818, you remember, by Franz Gruber. He wrote the music, and Father Klor at the little village church outside of Salzburg wrote the words, and together they performed it on Christmas Eve in this tiny little church. And I'm really not sure who sang and who played guitar, but that's how it was done. Now, the interesting thing about Silent Night, which I didn't know and you might not know, is that it became listed as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO in 2011. So, the tune that you're going to hear first is the first one, the new one, Night of Silence. And I know you're all going to recognize when Silent Night comes in, and then you're going to hear them put together in very interesting ways.
Thank you.
time of the year for Yes Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. It's also the time of the year for me to say, Yes Virginia, we are going to play all seven movements. Leroy Anderson was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts. High school there. Ended up going to Harvard there. Ended up conducting the Harvard Band there, where he was discovered by a man by the name of Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops. And what was discovered is not necessarily what he produced in the way of band concerts, but the arrangements that he wrote. So Fiedler came to him and said, all right, Mr. Anderson, what you need to do is you need to write three groups of Christmas carols for a Christmas album that the Boston Pops is going to do this year. So he did. One was a set of pieces for the brass, which we're going to play. One was a set for strings, and the third one was a set for woodwinds. All different. Now, if that name, Leroy Anderson, doesn't mean anything to you, let me hint to you, he's the guy who wrote the Christmas song, Sleigh Ride. Biggest hit, still a hit, was his big money maker. I don't know if he retired after that, but whatever. At any rate, you have the titles in your program, and these, I should be nice to you, these are not long, but we are going to do all seven, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. One of the things that was written about Leroy Anderson's sets, his three sets of suites, was that, yeah, he does okay for writing for strings, and he does okay writing for woodwinds, but he's a real master at writing for brass. I think you might appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
So tell me now, wasn't that fun? You don't have to applaud again. Wasn't that fun? Now, this old man sitting over here, and this old man standing up here, played that over 50 years ago at Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, for a slightly different set of brass instruments. But anyway, we've both loved it ever since. So, special for us. I have my cheat sheet here. So we need thank yous to go to Mr. Dave Goodmanstead, who helps us with the setup here, and the Cotter School Administration, who is very nice to us, and Mr. Peters, who is the band director here now, and to the light crew, who take care of us very well. If you'd like to learn about our future concerts, and you know that the next one is in May, it's actually May 3rd, you can like us on Facebook, and then you'll get all the news. As I say, not too much, just the right amount. Local websites, thenoisyneighbor.com and visitwinona.com also have us. Winona newspapers, and of course there is a mailing list. So if you are not getting a postcard about upcoming concerts and you would like to be on that list, you need to say that to one of these people. There's 25 of them back here, so grab one and say, you gotta put my name on the list, here it is. And it'll get taken care of. So we really thank you for coming, and I need to say to you that you have been very generous to us in this calendar year of 2014. We managed to pull off that 20-year anniversary in May only through your generosity, and so, but of course things keep going, so I tell you that there is a place to make another contribution in the back as you leave, and of course we can always accept mail. You can trust everyone in the group. If you know someone, give it to them. Just make the check out to Winona Brass Band and remember that it is deductible. No question about that. So thank you for coming.
Thank you.
trust that some of you in this room have never heard four tubas playing four parts before. So that's our Christmas present to you. Well now, y'all remember the poem. You know, the night before Christmas. And you know, it says about the miniature sleigh and the eight tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. Now I ask you, how did Santa Claus all of a sudden get to be full size and get to have claustrophobia in the chimney coming down? Can't be, can it? I don't know where that change took place, but that would be a little interesting piece for some historian to dig into. How did Santa Claus go from that to this piece? Well, this is actually a very fun piece. It's a medley of all kinds of Christmas season tunes. Here Comes Santa Claus, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. When Santa Got Stuck Up the Chimney, does anybody know that song? Raise your hand. Anybody know that? No, that, neither do we. But we're going to play it for you anyway. So that little tuba thing that you just heard was a sort of a way of introduction to get your ears listening down that low, because the tubas together have a rather large solo in this piece. Wasn't that clever?
Thank you.
And yes, we really do have one more. You know, for many years we closed this Christmas concert with "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." One year, as I recall, we even sang for you. That was a real stretch. So we've been trying to change it up a little bit. So last year we introduced, no, I can't say it. Thank you. "We Need a Little Christmas." And it turned out to be a kind of clever arrangement, and so we like it, so you're going to get to hear it again.
Thank you to the members of the Winona Brass Band and director Dr. Richard Lindner for their Christmas concert in brass. More information on the Winona Brass Band can be found on Facebook. I'm Terry Tenseth, wishing you a happy, healthy, and safe holiday season from all of us at KQAL. You've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.